Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Sox. Members FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to left field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark!
You can't put it on the board! Yes!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. I'm Chuck Arfine here in Arizona, and today on the podcast, this was fun, two White Sox pitching prospects who have quite a history with each other, a frick and frack relationship that started way back in high school and has continued to this day in ways most people, I certainly didn't even realize until I started doing the story. Okay, so Jimmy Lambert and Bernardo Flores, they grew up in Southern California. They played at rival high schools. They got drafted by the White Sox in the same year and have been climbing their way through the farm system basically side by side this whole time. They're both among the Sox top 30 prospects by MLB Pipeline. Lambert's a righty. He's ranked 21st. Flores is a lefty. He's ranked 25th. They both played baseball at California colleges. Lambert at Fresno State. Flores at USC. After the Sox drafted them in 2016, they roomed together while training here in Arizona. In 2017, they started the season as teammates at Kannapolis. After Lambert got promoted to Winston-Salem, Flores got promoted 1 week later. And then in 2018, Flores moved up to Birmingham. 1 week after that, Lambert got the call to join him. And if you go inside the White Sox spring training clubhouse, whose lockers are right next to each other? Lambert and Flores. Now, all this stuff did not happen on purpose. They had nothing to do with it. It's just this is how their lives have gone. But this only begins to tell the story. Back in 2013, their rival high schools met in a big two-game series. It ended with Flores hitting a huge walk-off home run. I tweeted the video of this out. You got to check it out. It was the first and only home run he hit in his high school career. In the first game of this series, guess what the pitching matchup was? Yeah, Flores against Lambert. So on the podcast, Jimmy and Bernardo talk about that game, the second game, the walk-off home run. They thought in the podcast, they actually thought it was a grand slam. It was a three-run homer by Flores, but nonetheless, an incredible moment. So on the podcast, it's Jimmy Lambert and Bernardo Flores, who are in big league camp. They are two pitchers to keep an eye on this year. They pitched last season in Double-A. Not sure where they're going to start this year, but they could be knocking on the door to the big leagues in the future. So here we go, my conversation with Bernardo Flores and Jimmy Lambert. So where'd you guys go to high school?
I went to San Dimas in Southern California.
And Bernardo, you went where?
Baldwin Park High School in Baldwin Park, California.
What are the nicknames for these schools?
Braves.
You're the Braves?
Yes, I'm the Braves.
The Saints.
And these schools didn't like each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the same league, kind of close together, so I mean, you could say there's kind of a rivalry.
Kind of a rivalry, or was it heated?
More of a rivalry, I would say. Just like, you know, like Jimmy said, it was league play. One of the two of the top score, one of the top, yeah, few of the top schools out there, and it was just a big rivalry thing going on.
Were you guys the same year?
Yeah,
same year. Did you guys know of each other?
I knew of Jimmy for a long time. Obviously, you know, he was the ace at the time, our senior year, and I think possibly our junior year too. So I've heard of him well. You know, he was known.
You were the ace, huh?
I mean, I guess you could say that. Same with, I mean, Bernardo was, you know, the best player on at Baldwin Park, and so, I mean, we definitely knew of each other throughout high school years, and then, I mean, even into college.
Did you have some big games against his team?
Yeah, I mean, our senior year, both of our teams were actually really good. It was probably the best year in Baldwin Park's history, Bernardo's senior year. San Dimas has had some good years, but we had a really good team too, so we actually faced off, I think, once or twice, probably one, just once. But yeah, it was always a good game.
And what happened in the game you guys faced off against each other?
I think we won for sure. I don't remember exactly what happened, but they won the – so you play a two-game series, basically, is how our league did it. And so we both pitched the second game of the two-game series, right?
I think it was the first one, because I remember it was over there at your guys' place.
Yeah.
You know, me and him, you know, faced each other. I end up losing the game on that one. You know, Jimmy ended up getting the win, and then, you know, to come back the next week, and then, you know, we won that one.
In the second of the two game series, Bernardo actually hit a walk off grand slam. Yeah. Yeah, so that was a good one for sure.
All right, I have to move over to Bernardo. Sorry, Jimmy. Talk about this walk off grand slam. Are you kidding me?
It was just one of those situations that I believe it was, you know, getting late in the game. I think it went to extra innings, from what I remember. I think the bags were loaded. I know that. And, you know, at that time I was just like, you know, just please just hit the ball in the air somewhere with one out. And, you know, just luckily I just got the, you know, that right pitch, you know, that right spot. And, you know, I just didn't hold back. I just let it all go. And, you know, that ball, it got it in the air. That was the first thing. The first thing was it got it in the air. You know, it was good. But, you know, just that ball kept going and going. I'm like, oh, man, this one's got a chance. And sure enough, it went clear over. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Did you hate Bernardo at that point?
We definitely didn't like him. I'll tell you that much. He celebrated going around the bases, and our team didn't like it. He deserved it. He had a walk-off grand slam. So
now you were starting that day, right, as a pitcher, or were you at a different position and then you came on later in the game as a hitter?
I was just a DH. I was just a DH when I pitched. You know, I pitched obviously and hit, and then when I didn't pitch, I was just DHing. So I was DHing at that time.
All right, so rumor has it your coaches didn't like each other either. What happened there?
Bernardo would probably remember better, but that's definitely true. Our coaches, they did not get along. You know, they're just very competitive guys, you know, obviously. And we both, like I said, had very good teams that year. It kind of for a while, San Dimas was always kind of better than Baldwin Park, I guess you can say. But Baldwin Park would always seem to upset San Dimas at least one of the games of the series. And so I think that probably led to the more of a rivalry, I guess you can say.
You want to talk about this fight?
I wouldn't say it wasn't, you know, much of a fight. I would say, like, they didn't like each other very much because, like, you know, like Jimmy said, they're very competitive coaches. You know, they both know what they're doing. It's just, you know, they're just competitive, you know, within the style of coaching. You know, with, you know, who wants to win more, or, like, you know, that type of mentality.
Oh, so they didn't actually get into an argument.
They did a little bit after Bernardo hit the grand slam. Yeah, they definitely did a little bit. After the game, you know, you shake hands and whatnot. And I don't know if the handshake went very well. There was, you know, a couple of the coaches were holding back, a couple of the other coaches, but it was all good. You know, just in fun competition, I guess.
Is there a video of this, by the way?
I doubt it.
Oh, no, you think there is. There is.
No, there definitely is video. There definitely is video. I just kind of don't like looking at it because, you know, at the time, too, I was like my first, you know, I hit it or whatever, and that was actually the first time I've ever been, like, interviewed, like, after a game or something like that, ever after. So I just don't like to look at it just only because of the interview, because at the time it's like, you know, you don't know what to say. You're, you know, a lot of high emotions are running and stuff like that. So it's like, whoa. But there definitely is video out.
Is it on the internet?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, I think it's on YouTube.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube for sure. Yeah.
Hey, this is good. Well, so now let's just skip ahead. Now that you're teammates, I mean, when you guys found out that you were both in the same system, I mean, how did that go? Because you guys were, you know, in essence, rivals before then.
Yeah, I mean, so like I said, we went to college, and he went to USC, I went to Fresno State, and, you know, kind of not a big rivalry, but semi-rivals. But we kind of got to know each other in college. We faced off a couple – we didn't pitch against each other, but just when we played USC, you know, we would talk or whatnot. And then we got drafted and just kind of same organization, obviously, same place, and showed up. And from there, we just got to know each other better, obviously, and it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it all started in college. You know, that time we had that series or, you know, those two games against, you know, Fresno State, I would make it a point to, you know, to go say – hello to Jimmy, or kind of introduce myself, and kind of get to know Jimmy too. And then I found out when I found out I was drafted by the White Sox. I kept up with the draft tracker. Jimmy went in the fifth round, and then I went in the seventh. So it was like, you know, as soon as I got picked up, I'm like, wow, that's gonna be cool. Me and Jimmy were rivals at first in high school, and then, you know, a little bit in college, like you said, semi rivals, and then now we're gonna be teammates, you know, on the pro side. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And like I said, when we got here, you know, we just started, you know, chopping it up, chop up the talk. And then, you know, we actually lived together, you know, as soon as we got here to Arizona, you know, the first few times out before, you know, he was shipped off to Kannapolis and I went to Great Falls. So, you know, we got to know each other a lot, you know, spend some time together. And like you said, it's been great so far.
I don't want to embarrass you guys, but what do you like about Bernardo's game as he's standing right here?
Wow. I mean, there's a lot to like. I mean, the guy can definitely pitch the baseball. He's works hard, very focused, you know, confident pitcher. You know, obviously he's got the stuff. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot to like. I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing.
How about you, Bernardo, on Jimmy?
Oh, Jimmy, I mean, Jimmy's one of the smartest guys I know, smartest guy on the mound. He knows how to come up with a game plan and attack. I mean, it was evident last year, you know, with the strikeouts that he was putting up and all the quality numbers and all the solid numbers he was putting up. It was really fun to watch in that. And just the way Jimmy goes about his business, hard-working guy, very competitive. He's a bulldog out there. I mean, the irony is he literally is a bulldog. But he also, you know, he's a bulldog on the mound. You know, it's fun to watch, you know, Jimmy. You know, he gets me fired up each time because, you know, the guy – he doesn't like to lose, and you know, I love that mentality of Jimmy. He's just a guy who never quits, never backs down from anybody, and you know, he just goes after and gets it.
That's some nice things he just said about you there, Jimmy.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can say the same about him. He's definitely one of the best, better competitors I've been around. So it's definitely fun to have that, you know, especially on the same pitching staff. You know, you can say that about a lot of these guys, and I think we kind of all feed off each other, and it's helped us all grow and. I guess, become better pitchers.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
So my thanks to Jimmy Lambert and Bernardo Flores, two great guys and two pitchers to watch in 2019. By the way, I wrote about this story on NBCSportsChicago.com with more details about their uncanny connection with each other. And wouldn't it be nice if one of those guys got promoted to the majors and the other one followed right behind him. Check out that story if you can. And that'll do it for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.